Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grant and Danny, welcome back. 106.7 The Fan. We got to thank Hill Country for the delicious free lunch they brought us.
We love them so much.
I'm eating brisket and turkey, and I even had a sausage.
The turkey, by the way, that they do there, like the smoked turkey, is just outstanding. I generally, as you know, think turkey's just boring and pedestrian.
I mean, this right here, this piece of turkey, this is not bad for the diet.
It's perfectly fine, and it goes with the barbecue sauce. It's awesome. The crew sausage is incredible. I've got mac and cheese. I've got a delicious piece of cornbread and some slaw. Couldn't be more excited. We'll be there Saturday, but they've got a bunch of cool events coming up. Oktoberfest on 9/18. So that's 9/18 this year. Family friendly, big screen drop down for all the games. $5 shiners all day. $25 to get you a Hill Country Shiner Stein, Oktoberfest t-shirt, shiner hat, and your first beer. There's a bunch of stuff for the kids too, like face painting, balloon artists, cotton candy, a whole bunch of other fun stuff. There'll be bands, etc. So that's on 9/18 at Hill Country. We'll be there on Saturday for the Scherzer Showdown. Love
Max
Hill Country.
Scherzer.
Love them.
Bunch of nationals coming out. Fantasy football draft. You have a chance by way of donating money to charity to join in one of the leagues. Go to ScherzerShowdown.com. We gave away a couple spots to our listeners, which was really cool, on the show a couple weeks ago. Second year you and I will be hosting that. Really is a good time. Yesterday, a ranking came out for the win, ranking NFL quarterbacks. Basically, it was 1 through 32, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
They listed Kirk Cousins 20th on the list.
So this is a not what you've done. It's a right now, going into the 2017 season, this is how we think the seasons are going to go for everybody,
correct?
Right?
Now, if you were ranking quarterbacks from top to bottom in the NFL, and they, again, went 32 deep with all the starters that are now forecast for week one.
Mm-hmm.
I could see putting Kirk Cousins 20th if you're predicting, like, this coming season what's going to happen.
Yes.
That's lower than I would put him, by the way. I obviously would have him higher than that. I think he's a better quarterback than the 20th best in the league this coming year. But you could say he lost his two 1,000-yard receivers. I don't know if Terrell Pryor is going to catch the ball. I don't know if Josh Doctson's going to be healthy. I don't know if Jordan Reed can stay on the field. The Redskins can't run the ball. Their offensive line looked like it wasn't as good in the preseason. There's a lot of reasons why you could say his numbers are going to be down.
Sure.
Maybe their defense is better, and if their defense is better, their offense on the field maybe a little bit less for some of the number of drives that they get, or they play in different style games. They're winning 17-14 instead of 37-33.
Yeah, hypothetically, it's a different team, different situation. Like Carson Palmer, quote-unquote, could have a better season because he's got David Johnson and a defense that's much better than what the Redskins have. So I can live with some of these things. But just quickly, the grading system here, it's not just like fantasy football type stuff, right? It's a little bit of scouting involved in this. So they measure a few different things. Accuracy, pocket presence, arm strength, field vision, athleticism, and pre-snap. So a guy like Carson Palmer doesn't score great in athleticism scale. Same with Phillip Rivers, etc. Whereas a guy like, I don't know, Cam Newton, you get pretty good marks for athleticism. Russell Wilson, great marks for athleticism. Andrew Luck and Aaron Rodgers, great scores for athleticism because you're making things happen that aren't necessarily part of the play.
I always wonder when you start to do scouting and things, and I love For the Win, one of my favorite websites. It's through USA Today. It's written by Stephen Ruiz. If I'm not particularly familiar, though, with the person that did this, are they just basing it on their own opinions? I mean, in other words, is he talking to NFL executives to figure out who's got the most accuracy? What is Brian Hoyer's pocket awareness like? Where are you based? How much Brian Hoyer have you watched? And it says that he's a writer for the Win, writes about the NFL, makes fancy graphics from time to time. It's kind of like the bio they post for him. So who are we tapping into? Whose knowledge is this?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about one person's opinion who casually watches football like the rest of us as much as I do the opinions of a lot of people that are in the know. It's why when reporters will grade the film, so to speak, without the access of talking to coaches and players, I think it's a useless and futile exercise.
So the way he describes it is it's not via interview. It's based on film study. So I guess he's the leader of this.
His film study.
His film study, yeah. So I guess he's the leader, and I think other guys are watching with him, and a consensus
what,
is built.
What are his credentials?
I couldn't list them all for you. I don't know.
I'm not trying to knock him, but you understand my point.
Yes.
I had this issue with Kyan Fahey, who does his own film stuff in Ireland and is supposedly a quarterback expert. When did you study the league credential? You know, what who are you tapping into knowledge from, or is it just your own knowledge from having or having not played quarterback? Like, I care about those things. But anyways, so you get past some of those things. If you're just looking at the last 2 years, we've said this a bunch now. Cousins ranked somewhere between, I would say, best case you could put him based on numbers the last 2 years, 8th, 7th, something like that. Worst case, 14th. And he's probably somewhere between the 9th and the 13th best quarterback in football, to be fair to him and fair to all of the variables out there that may or may not have been related to him putting up those numbers. 20th seems low. But then you say, okay, let's see who they ranked ahead of him for this coming season. And there's actually plenty of guys on this list where you go, if you're telling me he's going to have a better year than Kirk Cousins, I don't have a big problem with that.
I can make that argument.
So we'll go through the list. Tom Brady ranks number one.
No problem.
Aaron Rodgers ranks number two.
No problem.
Those are the two best. That's the order they should be in. Next list off the top of my head, guy listed, Drew Brees should be linked to those guys.
There you have it, number three.
Okay. Then you get to your obligatory Andrew Luck spot. Now, Luck is not healthy. Coming off of a year where he got hurt, this is too high going into this year for me. Luck is a little bit more promise and potential than performance the last couple seasons. But I'm not going to have a big issue with Luck being four, because whether he's four or seven or eight doesn't really matter that much.
Sure. I'd probably have him seven at this stage because of the health question. But that's, I'm not angry yet.
Ben Roethlisberger, five.
No problem there.
Very athletic, great at extending plays, takes a lot of hits and sacks, but a guy who routinely plays through pain and injury, and at home puts up numbers that no one else in the league does.
He's who I'd have four because of the weaponry. Enter Martavius Bryant, Le'Veon Bell is there, and Antonio Brown, the best in the game. Pretty good options for somebody to throw to.
Russell Wilson is sixth. This is high for me.
High for me.
Very much high. There was a couple weeks last year where he played poorly. I mean, not for Russell Wilson, you know, for an elite quarterback, just on a quarterback scale, he played poorly.
Mm-hmm.
If he was Kirk Cousins and he had those weeks, there'd be people in town calling in, reveling in the fact that he was struggling, and this is who he is. I mean, he had a couple bad weeks last year. Cam Newton, seventh. I think that's too high for me.
So this is interesting, because I actually think he's due for a big drop-off, and here's why. I know he's got more weapons than he has, and hopefully Kelvin Benjamin's healthier form, etc.
He did not have a good year.
Well, I'm saying this is what it's now going to be even worse. They're asking him to do something different, because they're looking at the number of hits that he took and everything else, and I get this. It's smart, but we've seen this drill before. Less do what you do and more, instead of winding up and using that howitzer, that unbelievable arm that he has with the occasional bit of bad habits. They're basically asking him to be more of a West Coast offense guy. Get it out quickly. That's not his skill set. That's not what he does. And by the way, what he does is act as a goal line back, shoot the football in the tight windows down the field, and make incredible plays at the expense of maybe some accuracy down and down
out. You know how many years he's been in the league?
Is this six?
He's played six seasons. This is seven.
Okay, this is seven.
He has had one really good passing season. He was the MVP, and they got to the Super Bowl. And that's kind of what we now base as who Cam Newton is. When I got five of one thing and one of another, that's the one that isn't who he is.
So they're trying to change him, and I think that's a bad
deal.
His
quarterback rating last year was 75. He had 19 touchdowns and 14 picks, 35 and 10 the year before. Most of his career has been a lot more like last year than 2 years ago. Cam Newton is overrated, in my opinion.
As a passer, I agree with you.
Oh, yeah, he's a great player, a great running quarterback. But just in general, as a quarterback, when you list him seventh out of 32 starters in the NFL, that's way too high. Matt Ryan, eighth, I would bump up.
Yeah, he'd be my number five.
He should be ahead of Cam, ahead of Russell Wilson. They have Phil Rivers, nine. I've always thought he was underrated because he just doesn't win, though. But Phil Rivers should be higher. He should be 7-8 range.
Love to see what happens if he had a full, healthy complement of receivers and players around him. Love to see that for the full season. Again, I think the Chargers are going to surprise people.
Carson Palmer, 10th. I think Carson Palmer overrated being 10th coming off of last year. Now, if last year didn't happen or he wasn't 37 years old, I can get behind him 10th. But with his age, the passing ability diminishing, and the year he just had, I think 10th is bullish for him.
I do too. I'd probably put him in the teens. But again, pretty good situation. It's no stud receivers anymore. A bunch of guys that are all pretty good. I mean, Larry Fitzgerald is a Hall of Famer, but that's not 26-year-old Larry Fitzgerald there. It's a bunch of, you know, J.J. Nelsons and name that Brown. And it's really the David Johnson show on offense there. So you can be made to look a lot worse than checking it down to David Johnson and let him wiggle for 15 yards.
Matt Stafford, 11th. Matt Stafford, to me, could be a couple spots higher. That's fine if you want to leave him there. Highest paid quarterback in the league. But I would probably have him in the top 10.
Yeah, I like him there.
9, 10. Dak Prescott, 12, I like. Here's the one that I can't understand. At number 13 out of 32 teams, 32 starting quarterbacks, 7 spots higher than Kirk Cousins, they've got Sam Bradford of the Minnesota Vikings.
This is me shooting up the flare gun. Please come rescue me. Get me off this weird island. I don't want to be here anymore.
We can into Bradford ranking 13th, and we'll continue the top 20 until we get to Kirk Cousins. Your reaction to some of the rankings you've heard so far, any of our thoughts, 800-636-1067, and Cousins being ranked 20th of 32 starting quarterbacks by For the Win. We're Grant and Danny on the Fan.
We are Grant and Danny for our friends at EMP 180 Weight Loss. Make the move, make the change. You've been kicking it around. You've been thinking about doing it. You've been trying to decide if it's for you. Get this done. Because I'm telling you right now, you can lose those last stubborn pounds. Just like me, I'm a graduate. I've lost well over 40 pounds. Grant is knee-deep in the program as well. It will change your life, and EMP 180 Weight Loss will help you all throughout.
We've changed our lives. Danny's lost 40 pounds. I've lost almost 70 pounds, 110 between the two of us. Crazy to think about. And our lifestyles are different. A year ago, we went to our fantasy draft, same bar as last night. We're eating wings with sauce and burgers and fries and beers and sodas. Last night, I'm eating asparagus. Danny's eating. What'd you get last night?
Something I had a little chili.
Yeah.
But you can make
some smoked wings without any sauce on
them. The point is you can make good decisions. We know how to make them now because of EMP.
EMP180weightloss.com to get started.
EMP180weightloss.com. Say that one more time. EMP180weightloss.com or call them toll free 855-888-0180 to schedule your consultation today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.